Shavua Tov, Hanok.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
All well.
We're still a little early, so we'll give it a couple more minutes.
Okay. And then I'll mute.
You gonna leave me all by myself?
Well, if you don't want to.
I'm joking.
That's fine. It's totally fine. How was your Shabbat?
Shabbat is always good.
It is. Great. I went to some friends' house. We had a good time.
I'm glad to see you're getting back to doing Shabbat with other people.
Oh, really?
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
So we're going to start, but we're not... I'm trying to determine a way of doing all of the proper connections without taking the length of time that we do. So just go with the flow for this class as we're experimenting. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach. Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzera Aleph Bet Gimel Yitav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tacharenu No Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchen Tacharen Rakame Sitkatcha Tami Gam Lame Bet Tet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We're going to read a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. It connects to the energy of certainty. And we'll start with Olashen Yehud. Olashen Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leakta Leshem Yehude Bevavhe Yehudah Shulim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam, Adonai Eloheinu Eleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh, Eleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. We're now going to read the verse that connects to the to peace in the Middle East. And this verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakan tata vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. And now we're going back to the verse on certainty, which I don't remember actually saying, so we're going to say it now. Rabbi Abba Amar, Tika Amatar, Tanenan, Tiku Chabrihu, Koma de Aved Leela, Witata Kola, Ihu Kishot Beovada, Kishot Bele Lach Mila Bialma, Ivae Barnash. Vadach yaleya mimeya ulam haga beya kalana dehakuhu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzderich bi alma. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is found on the unique astrological times link, which then connects to the advanced class on Teshuvah. Or you can go directly to the advanced class on Teshuvah from the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, which is in row 8. The second column from the left. When you get to that class, please scroll down to class 5A-4. And we will start at the beginning of chapter 4. Certain penitential fasts then are to be actually undertaken, while others are to be redeemed through charity. V'olem kohanal u'legamar hakapara u'mirok hanaf hanefesh la'adonai la'ashem achar hatashuva. However, all we have said refers to the culmination of the atonement, to polishing the soul clean before Hashem, so that no vestiges of former sins remain after repentance. Kimo shekatu le'i el mahagamara perek kama Dizavachim diola doron chayo leachar sharitza haparak light legomer. As cited above from the Talmud in chapter 1 of Zevachim, where the Olah sacrifice brought for transgressing a positive mitzvah is described as the gift offered to the offended party after an intercessor's successful plea. The above-mentioned fasts, or their counterpart in charity, serves a similar function. Am anam te hatachilat Matzot mitzvot techashu teshuvah Be'atara. But the beginning of the mitzvah of Teshuvah and its core. Vashuv ad hasht Adonai be'emet uva'alev shalem. Is a true and wholehearted return to Hashem. As will soon become apparent, this return, literally, until Hashem means returning until the point that one has restored completeness to the four-letter name of Hashem that is to be found within every Jewish soul. And I am adding, contemplate this phrase, Havaya is found within every Jewish soul. The letters that comprise the four-letter name are in descending order, Yud and He and Vav and He. Ha ha keret leva ar hayatav betharacha bat. This must now be explained thoroughly and comprehensively. Let us begin with the Zohar's interpretation of Teshuvah, according to the Sod, the Kabbalah, the mystical approach to the Torah. Tashuv Hey. Tashuva is Tashuv Hey. The Hey is to be returned. The function of Teshuvah is to return the letter Hey of the divine name Havaya, to reattach it to the level represented by the letter that precedes it, just as it was attached to it before the individual sinned. Ah Hashem Hata Tashuva Tahta. The reconnection of the letter Hey, or the lower Hey, to the preceding letter Vav is Teshuvah Tata'a, the lower level of Teshuvah. Hashem Ila'a Teshuvah Ila'a. The reconnection of the former He to the preceding letter Yud is Teshuvah Ila'a, higher level Teshuvah. And as an unwritten commentary, the letter is telling us here that when we do a sin, we can actually disconnect each of the four letters, the upper He from the Yud, the Vav from the upper He, and the lower He from the Vav. And the Teshuvah that we need to do needs to reattach whatever letter we disconnected. Continuing. Ligama shikatu vizohar hakadosh vikatsaki baktat mikomo chain Teshuvah moalat. The Pugam Burrito Umotio Zera Levatala. We must also note that the Zohar states several times that Teshuvah is ineffective for violation of the covenant and for the wasteful emission of semen. Who devar kamo meod she'en la devar omed b'finai ha'tashuva v'afilu avoda zera v'gilu ariot v'gomer. This is most astonishing. for nothing can stand in the way of teshuvah, even idolatry, incest, and so on. The children of Israel are commanded to give up their lives rather than transgress these prohibitions. Yet repentance atones even for them. How then can it be that there are other sins for which repentance is ineffective? Uparesh bereshit hachma shekegav shekavenot hazohar she'en mo'alet Hatashuva tata ki intashuva ila avigomer. The Reshit Chachma explains that the intention of the Zohar is that through teshuvah tata, the conventional level of repentance is not effective, but teshuvah ila, the higher level, is. Hanalet ha ben zot meat zayir. To grasp even a minute, a minute, a minute glimmer of this. Did someone have a question? Note of the Rebbe. Perhaps this expression is used as opposed to, say, meat mean hamayat, because the former term, mayat, suggests that the extent of understanding is minute, while the latter term, mizair, suggests that qualitatively, this understanding is a mere glimmer. Sarif lahakadish hakadim. Ma shema hu boar mehakatu umadi beari razal anan hakaret umita biyedi shemaim. We must preface what scripture and our sages say about what is entailed by karet or exception and death by divine agency. Kishaver avira shechivin ilaya keret hai met mamash kodem hamishim shana. A violator of a sin punishable by keret, exation, would actually die before his 50th year. The note of the Rebbe. Possibly the Alter Rebbe's intention here is to negate the opinion of the Ramban at the end of Parashat Acharei Mot. The Ramban says there that it is sometimes possible that violators liable to excision, keret, are not punished by physical excision, physical death. Sometimes they may live to a ripe old age. In specifying here that they would actually die, the Alter Rebbe evidently seeks to negate this opinion. Uvamita biyedi shemayim met mamash kodem sheshim shana. In the case of death by divine agency, he would actually die before 60.
Kehananiya ben Azor Hanaviya Biramaihu.
Like the prophet Hananiah ben Asur in Jeremiah chapter 28. As a result of his false prophecy, Hashem told him, I shall banish you from the face of the earth. And this resulted in his actual death. Philapa amim gamba mita
B'yadi shamayim nafrayim le'al atar kimo shematzinu be'er ve'onen. Indeed, there have been instances in which the punishment of death by divine agency was also meted out instantly, as with Er and Onan, the sons of Judah. This involved the sin incurring death by divine agency. In any event, both Scripture and the sages attest that those guilty of sins punishable by excision or death by divine agency would actually die before they reached the age of 50 or 60. This leads to the following question. V'charid namatsu v'kol dor kama v'kama chayavi karito tumito v'hariku Yamihem Vishanotahem Bana Yamayam Yam Bana Niyim Yam. But in every generation there are so many individuals liable to Kerat and death who nevertheless enjoy extended and pleasant days and years. Asked why, the Alter Rebbe added the word pleasant. The Rebbe replied that this was done in order to rule out the labored interpretation that this punishment was undergone by virtue of their having suffered poverty or the like, which is also called death in the scripture and in rabbinic terminology, which is, this is quoted from Rashi and from others. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? So we'll continue at the middle of chapter 4.
Achanan yoven alpi mashikatu Kichalek had Hashem yayimo wigomer.
The key to this will be found in the phrase, for Hashem's people are part of God.
Chalek mishem havo chavi baruchu.
They are part of the four-letter name of Hashem.
Kedakati vayipach ve'afiv nashamat chayim.
Thus describing Hashem's infusion of a soul into the body of Adam, it is written, and he blew into his nostrils a soul of life.
Uman denafach matoko naf.
Ach, the Gomer. And as the Zohar comments, he who blows does so from within him, and etc. The metaphor of blowing signifies that the soul of a child of Israel originates in the innermost aspect of godliness, in the four-letter name, as shall be soon explained.
V'af she'en lo damot ha'aguf v'gomer chas v'shalom.
Now Hashem has no bodily form, and so on, God forbid. How then is it possible to say that Hashem blew, and to speak of a part of himself?
Ach devara Torah kishlashon b'nei Adam.
However, the Torah speaks in the language of men, meaning anthropomorphically.
Ki kimo shayish haparash v'habadel
gadol biadam hatachaton al derech mishal biyam hahaval sheyotza mipav bedamuro lehavel hayotza al yedi nachbicha. By way of analogy, there exists a vast difference in the case of mortal man between the breath issuing from his mouth while speaking and the breath of forceful blowing. Shevyotza bedeburo meluvash bo koach vechayot meat. The breath that issues with his speech embodies the soul's power and life force only minimally. Vehu bevachinat chaitzoniyot ha-menefesh ha-chaya shevakravu. And that is only from the superficial aspect of the soul that dwells within him. Aval biyotza dekoach benofach bimem matokao nefach. And the breath that issues when he blows forcefully from deep within himself. Meluvash bo koach b'chayot. Panimiyat mebechayanat nefesh chachaya wigomer embodies the internal power and the life force of the vivifying soul. Just as there exists a vast difference between man speaking and forceful blowing, Kima mamash al derech mishal hamavadil habadalot lein ketz. Precisely so in the analogy of creation, allowing for the infinite differentiations involved between the creator and the created. Yesh haperesh atzom me'ad Me'ad l'mala. There exists a prodigious difference above. Ben kol tzavav hashamayim v'afilu hamalakim shenavaru Ma'en le'yesh. Between all the hosts of heaven, even the spiritual beings like angels, who were created ex nihilo, and the soul of man. V'chayim v'kaymayim me'vachaynat chayot zonot ha'chayot v'hashapa Shamish Iya Ein Sof Baruchu Lechachayod Ha'olamot. They derive their life and existence from the external aspect of the life force, issuing forth from the Infinite One to vitalize creation. Uvachenu Uvachinna zo bekaraat b'shem ruach piyu al derech mishmashal kimo shekatu uvaruach ayu kol tivam. His aspect of the life of the life-giving power is called the breath of his mouth, as it were, as the verse states, by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts were created. V'chayo v'chaynat chayo hamalu v'ashet v'otayot sheva ashira me'amrot.
This is the creative power embodied in the letters of the ten utterances.
Shehen v'chaynat kalim v'chamishkaot v'gomer kimo shekatu v'lakakoti amrim helek bet perek yud aleph.
These letters, being in the nature of vessels and a drawing down and so forth of the life force, as is explained in the Likutei Amarim.
Rubein neshamas ha'adam shenama shaka techala mabeichan yot mabeichainat penai mayot hachayot v'hashapa shemashapia ein sof baruchu.
In contrast, the soul of man derives initially from the innermost dimension of the life force and flow issuing from the infinite one.
Kimo shekatu v'yapach v'gomer,
as in the verse quoted above, and he blew. As mentioned earlier, this verb indicates the internal aspect of the divine flow of life force. For he who blows does so from his innermost being. Thus the soul originated in the internal aspect of the life force and flow issuing from Hashem. It is only afterwards, in order to enable it to be invested within the body, that the soul descended to a more external level, as the Alter Rebbe now goes on to say.
V'achar kach yirada b'seter hamadaraga gam kein al yudi b'chaynat ha'otayot sheba ma'amar ne'asha adam v'gomer.
He then descended through ever more concealing planes, also like the angels who were created by means of letters, by means of the letters that comprise the divine utterance, let us make man.
Kedi lecha talavash beguf olam hazeh atachaton.
In order that it could eventually be invested in a body in this inferior physical world. This then is the difference between souls and angels. Souls derive from the innermost aspect of godliness, the four-letter name, while the angels are rooted in the external aspect of godliness, the divine name Elohim, as is now explained.
Ukein nakarau hamalachim b'shem elakim Elohim b'katu.
For this reason, Scripture calls the angels Elohim.
V'kamo shekatu ki adon ki Hashem elakaik yechem Hu alfek ala el alefi alaki ha alaki am goy.
As in the phrase, for the Lord your God, he is the God of gods. And the word for God and gods is Elohim. The last word here referring to angels. The Rebbe notes that the Alter Rebbe cites three verses to adduce that angels are called Elohim, possibly in order to allude to the three general categories of angels,
in the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. The angels closest to the souls, souls having arisen in the divine thought, are those of the world of Briah, the world of thought. They are alluded to in the first verse, which states that your God, for example, the God of souls, is the God of angels. The second verse, which mentions neither your God nor the Tetragrammaton, may be said to refer to the angels in the world of Yetzirah. And the final verse, which speaks of the angels who give testimony with regard to the worldly affairs of man, may be said to apply to the angels of the nethermost world, the world of Asiyah. Hodu la'afki ha'elokim goy. And likewise, praise the God of gods, Elohim, once again referring to angels by the name Elohim. Uyavo b'nei ha'elokim lehatatzava goy. And in yet another reference to angels, the sons of God, Elohim, came to present themselves. The name Elohim is applied to angels. Lefishanakat chayotam hayau mabachayanat hayotzonayot shehayau. Shehayahu Bechinat Ha'otyot Lavad. Because they derive their nurture from the external degree of godliness, which is merely the state of letters. V'sham Elohim Hu Bechinat Ha'otzonot Chayetzonayot Ligabe Sham Hava Hashem Shebaruchu. Surely the name Elohim is an external state relative to the four-letter name. Aval Shet Neshamat Ha'adam Shehayo Bebachinat Panaymayot Ha'chayot hayo, elek sham ha-Hashem baruch hu. But the soul of man, deriving from the internal aspect of the godly vivifying power, is a part of the Tetragrammaton. Ki sham ha-Hashem mora al-panimiyot ha-chayot shechayo le-me'al me'ala me'bachinat ha-otyot. For the four-letter name indicates the innermost dimension of the life-giving power, which far transcends the states of letters. This is the end of the middle of the, it's the end of that section, which is the first middle of chapter 4. Does anyone have any questions? We will continue with the second middle of chapter 4. Uvayeord ha'anin, to explain. What characteristics of the soul also characterizes the four-letter name of Hashem, and thus indicate that the soul is indeed a part of that name? In answer to this question, the Alter Rebbe now explains that just as the 10 Sephirot are included within the four-letter name, so too there are 10 corresponding faculties that are intrinsic to the soul. Kno da me amar aliyot ant hu diapikat Eser tekonim v'karan yonan lechon as eser sefiran le'ana haga b'chon ilamim setimim v'gomer. There is a well-known statement of Eliyahu in the passage entitled Patach Eliyahu in the introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar. You are he who elicited the ten tikkunim, the garments, which we call the ten sefirot, by which to conduct the concealed worlds and the revealed worlds. Antu chachayam velo bechachama yediya. You are wise, but not with a knowable attribute of wisdom. Antu mevin vila babaina yediya wikomer. You understand, but not with a knowable attribute of understanding, and so on, with regard to the remaining sefirot. Mikochai sefirot, mikalalot, v'nara mazot, v'shem Hashem Baruch Hu. All the ten sefirot are included and represented in their source, the four-letter name. The Alter Rebbe now shows how the various sefirot find expression in the four letters that comprise the divine name, Hashem. Ki hayud sheheya b'chaynat b'koda levad miramazat b'chachmato yotah. Or yat, the yud, which is a simple point extending in neither length nor breadth, indicates God's wisdom, the sefirah of Chachma. Shehayo becha v'chaynot haolam v'chasater kodem sheva'a levachinat. Hatach shevtaut v'gilo hachishka v'chachabina. Which is the state of concealment and obscurity before it develops into a state of expansion and revelation in comprehension and understanding. V'hakav she'al hayud Romez levachinat Raton haolion Beruch hu Shelama ala Meala Namad ragat Bechinat Hachma Ila Kenoda. The thorn above, the Yud, indicates the supreme will, this being the level of Keter, which transcends by far the level of Chachma, Ila'a, the supernal wisdom as is known. V'achar shava'a levachinat ata peshatot v'gilo hachashka Behachavina Leal mean Siti mean. And the seminal point of Chachma is eventually amplified and revealed as something comprehensible to the concealed worlds. For example, when it descends to the level of the Sefirah of Bina, the Kalalat Bina Ramazat Beot Hashem Shayesh La Bechinat Hatapash Tot Laruchav Hamora Umaramez al harachevat habior v'hachabina.
It is then contained and represented in the letter He of the four-letter name. This letter extends in breadth, implying a breadth of explanation and understanding, which is the function of Bina.
Wegam leorech hamora al bechinat hachamashaka vehachashafa'a mal ma'ala lemeita li'almin satimin.
The letter He also extends in length to indicate extension and flow downward into the concealed worlds. The hidden worlds are nourished from the level of Bina, so that they may have an understanding of godliness.
V'achar kach v'shana mishka ha-mishka v'chashapa zo yoter l'ma'meta li'al minat kilin.
In the next stage, when this extension and flow are drawn still lower into the revealed worlds.
V'kamo ha'adam shirotza legalut achmato le'acharim al yedi divoro al darech derech mashal.
Which may be compared by way of analogy to one who wishes to reveal his thoughts to another through his speech.
Nikalalat v'nayer mazat chamishka zo biyot yot bavhe.
This extension is contained and represented in the final letters Vav and He.
Ki chaviv mora al hachamishka mela ma'ala lemeita.
For the letter Vav, which is shaped like a vertical line, indicates downward extension. There is another connection between this stage and the letter Vav.
Vegam mashaka zohayo al yadi medat chasedo v'tovo v'shar medotao mikadushot hanakalalet v'derech alal v'mas haper sheish shabas. Pisuk lach Hashem agadola wegomer ad lecha Hashem b'mamalka v'la ad bekalal.
Also, this downward flow into the revealed worlds is affected through the divine traits of benevolence and goodness, and God's other holy traits, included in general terms in the six attributes. The numerical equivalent of Vav in the verse, yours, O God, is greatness, until yours, O God, is sovereignty, but not including it.
Ki medat balkuto yat Nakara'at v'shem divar Hashem.
For his attribute of sovereignty is called the word of God, and speech is not one of the midot, the spiritual emotive attributes.
Kimo shekatu v'yesher divar melech shaltun.
As in the verse, wherever the word of the king holds sway. Supernal speech, then, is related to Malchut, God's sovereignty.
v'nakalalet v'nar mezat piot Hashem acharona shel sham Hashem. This attribute of sovereignty is contained and represented in the final hey of the four-letter name in the following manner. Ki panimiyot umakor hadavor hu hahaval haolamin halev umatachalek lashem otzot hapaachachi ach hei ayin me hagaron wigomer. The internal aspect and the source of speech is the breath that rises from the heart, then is particularized into the five oral articulations, five being the numerical value of the letter he. One of these produces the bracket of letters, aleph, tet, he, and ayin, from the throat. Another produces the bracket of letters, bet, vav, mem, and pe, from the lips, and so on. At any rate, the internal aspect of speech is breath. Begam habarat hachai. Hey yao befinat havalivad. In particular, the enunciation of the letter he is solely unvocalized breath. Kimo shikatu vata kalila daliyat behashashe hameshash. As in the phrase, a light letter without substance. Emanating as it does solely from the breath, it alludes to the level of malchut and speech whose internal aspect is breath. V'yach she'en lo demot haguf chas v'shalom. And he has no physical form, God forbid. How then can one differentiate above between those letters that possess the substance and those that do not? Ach divara Torah kelashon b'nei Adam. Nevertheless, the Torah speaks as in the language of men. Since on the mortal plane this differentiation exists, it is also applied to the divine plane, for spirituality there exists a corresponding difference between the letter he and the other letters. Bishagam. Moreover, there is yet another reason why this analogy is apt, notwithstanding the fact that God has no physical form. Shagam devar Hashem kach bet ojot hamata chalakot Lashem halke hamotzaot b'chachen navaira koyetzur. For God's speech as well consists, as it were, of 22 letters that separate into the five articulations that produce the divine speech from which all beings were created. Bekamo shikatu balikoti imrim amrim helek bet pi. Bior anan otyot elu. For a discussion of these letters and their significance, see the Likutei Amarim. We thus see that all the 10 sephirot are included and represented within the tetragrammaton. The Alter Rebbe now goes on to explain that likewise within the soul, which is part of the tetragrammaton, there exist 10 corresponding levels of faculties. The Rebbe asks the following question. The statement that the purpose of the 10 sefirot, which as he shall soon say, are included within the tetragrammaton, is to conduct the concealed world, seems to contradict the earlier statement that the tetragrammaton transcends by far the state of letters, from which the various worlds and their creatures come into being. The Alter Rebbe resolves this and explains the Rebbe by now going on to quote, "You are wise, but not with a knowable attribute of wisdom. You understand, but not with a knowable attribute of understanding." This cannot possibly refer to the state of letters, since their purpose is to make known and to reveal, as oft stated in the Tanya. Rather, the above-mentioned conduct of the worlds first relates only to the concealed worlds, worlds that are not known. These are all footnotes, so we're going to skip them, and we will just finish the end of chapter 4, unless there are questions.
Vekaka mamash al derech mishal hamabadil havodalot leim ke benashamat adam.
Analogously, exactly the same applies to the soul of man, again keeping in mind the infinite separation between the creator and the created soul.
Shehi b'chaynat nefesh ha'elokiyat timetokaya nafach,
which is the divine soul which he blew from within himself, since the soul derives from the internal aspect of godliness. The tetragrammaton, which comprises the 10 sefirot, the soul likewise comprises the following characteristics.
Yesh bei bechanat shekol hanalam umaromez beot yud.
There is the initial state of Chokmah, the hidden concept alluded to by the letter yud. Just as the letter yud lacks length and breadth, but is but a simple point, so too is Chokmah a faculty that lacks intellectual length and breadth. Merely,
Shivakacho Litziat El Hagilu Lehabin Ulha Shakil Vientacho Yat Uvagadulato.
Possessing the potential of being revealed and thereby understanding and conceiving God's true existence and greatness.
Kohad v'chad lafum she'yora diliya lefi ruchav shekalo ubinato.
In each person, according to his measure, according to the breadth of his intellect and his understanding, while the degree of one's comprehension of godliness depends on the breadth of one's intellect. A Jew's essential ability to find God's true being and greatness, securely integrated in his mind, stems from the soul's attribute of Chokmah, alluded to in the letter Yud.
V'kafi asher me'amik shekalu marachiv diatu binato lehatavuninam pegadoladoltu yat.
As a man deepens his intelligence as he broadens his mind and his comprehension to contemplate God's greatness. Azim arom azak binato biot he sheshayish va ruhev. His now developed understanding, the faculty of Bina, is alluded to by the letter He, that has breath, indicating the breath of his understanding. The Gam Orech Hamora Al Hahamisha Ka Halamiala Lema Meta. The He also has length to indicate downward extension. Leholid may be nato, the hata bona nato, the gadolat ashem ahava, the iravito dotehen. So that from this his understanding and contemplation of God's greatness, he arouses love and fear in their offspring, the other emotive attributes, which are termed the offspring or branches of love and fear. Bamocho v'talomot lebo. In his mind and in the recesses of his heart, at this early stage in the generation of the spiritual emotions of love and fear, and so on, they are not yet manifest. V'acharkach benachinat hatagalot lavo. Until ultimately they find overt expression in his heart. The downward progression of intellect into the realm of emotions is thus indicated by the vertical length of the letter He. Umeza demashaka avodaha emita tayat biasek hatora uha mitzvot bekol vidavur omasa. These spiritual emotions lead to the true service of Hashem in Torah study and mitzvah observance, with voice and speech or with deed. True divine service is that which is motivated by the love and the awe of Hashem, as explained above in Part 1, Chapter 4. Ein otyot ve Vav hey the Gomer. This is the import of the final letters Vav and Hey of the name, four letter name. For Vav alludes to voice and speech, while Hey alludes to action. Vigam hachavta bona not leha binu hashakil. The Ayam Tahotato, the Gadulato Yat Namashka Gam Kain Min HaTorah. Furthermore, contemplation that endeavors to understand and conceive of God's true being also derives from Torah. Such contemplation much necessarily be preceded by the study of Torah. Dioraita mehachma nafaka hayo bechinat yud shel shem ha'e vav yud he wegomer. For the Torah proceeds from hachma, which is the yud of the Tetragrammaton. And that is the end of chapter 4. It's also the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I'm reminding you that at 8:30 West Coast time tonight. We will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. And that tomorrow we will have the four classes. 7:30 in the morning we have the Slichot. At 4:30 in the afternoon we have a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock we have the continuation of the Igeret Teshuvah. And at 8:30, another Tikkuni Zohar class. So unless there are any questions, I would wish you all Shavua Tov, a beautiful evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Shalom.
Okay, shalom.